Nolte, experts say Amber Heard faces bankruptcy, career extinction. By John Nolte on June 7, 2022. The public relations experts seem unanimous in their belief Amber Heard is facing career extinction and bankruptcy. Dear Amber, a court has found you guilty of bearing false witness, and we were all pretty sure you dropped a deuce in a man's bed. In a free country filled with decent people, that kind of behavior has consequences. Heard is not that great of an actress. She's been coasting on her looks forever. But now, thanks to the alleged bed-shitting incident, people will never look at her the same. It's such an appalling and degrading act, and it removes any sense of dignity and class she once carried. Public image is everything in her business. And not only is that shattered, but she's also a walking punchline. Watch below. On top of that, she's on audio 1, admitting to beating Johnny Depp. 2, admitting Depp retreated as soon as things got physical. 3, taunting him for retreating. And 4, basically proving that all that talk about being a battered spouse at the hands of Depp was a lie. Battered spouses do not act that way. In an apparent vendetta, she annihilated Depp and wielded lies to shred his name, career, and reputation. Now, a jury has vindicated Depp and found her liable for slandering and defaming him. This is reprehensible and character-defining behavior. She's public poison now? This isn't blacklisting, it's the entertainment industry facing the fact that her name is so tarnished that she'll tear down any project she's associated with. Besides that, who would want to work with someone so vindictive and dishonest? One wrong look, and she'll throw you to the hashtag MeTooWolves and drop a deuce in your dressing room. Over time, she might be able to rebuild a career through the indie circuit. One thing that makes America great is that we are a country of second chances. But that will be difficult for a pushing 40 actress without much talent. Anyway, here are the experts on Heard's non-future and bankruptcy. Amber Heard is facing career and financial ruin after losing a blockbuster defamation case to ex-husband Johnny Depp, which left her with an $8.35 million damages bill. Experts have suggested that there is no way back for Heard in Hollywood, adding that the dramatic six-week court battle has left the actress, 36, too icky for a studio, raising questions about her future earnings. "I think the results show pretty clearly," Spotted Media chief executive Janet Kamenos told the Daily Mail, "that Johnny Depp is extremely hireable and that it would be a risk to a production company to hire Amber Heard because of the precipitous drop in appeal that she has had since the beginning of the trial. Since 2018, according to the Daily Mail and IMDb, Heard has only been cast in one movie other than Aquaman, and for Aquaman, she was paid just $3 million. She's also in Aquaman 2, and 4.5 million people have signed a digital petition demanding she be removed from the movie. Other experts claim the trial killed Depp's career. I doubt that. Again, it's all about image. Accusations of statutory rape didn't hurt Errol Flynn's career 80 years. Not because he was acquitted, but because that kind of behavior was in keeping with his image. For the same reason, nothing Frank Sinatra ever did damaged his career. It only burnished his legend, the mob ties, brawls, womanizing, etc. Being accused of wife-beating is one thing, but Depp's been vindicated in a court in the public eye. What remains of Depp's scandals fits the image we already had of him as a sodden eccentric. As far as I'm concerned, Amber Heard falsely accused an innocent man of something terrible. She used lies to destroy an entire person. That is one of the worst things one person can do to another. Believe me, there is nothing poignant or romantic about being falsely accused of something. Worse still, despite all the evidence, she refuses to admit it or apologize. Everyone deserves a second chance. It just helps if you ask for it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.